I am visiting with Bayer Crop Science, and we're going to talk about their new Credenz soybean seed. And with me, I have on the line, tell me your name and what you do for Bayer.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chuck. My name is Diego Angelo, and I'm responsible for U.S. soybean seed operations based in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina.
All right. Well, let's talk about this announcement, and I guess let you tell us a little bit about kind of what brought you to the point of having this new technology available.
Yeah, that's a great question. And Bayer has been in the innovation business for over 150 years. We celebrated our anniversary last year, and you know, innovation is really in our genes. It's in what we do. It's what people have passion for, and is what has helped us, you know, take a leading position as a technology provider in agriculture. We as Bayer are very sensitive to grower needs, to what solutions growers are looking for to make their crops more productive. With that in mind, a couple of years ago, Bayer entered into the seeds and traits business because Bayer saw the need for growers to have an alternative weed control solution to glyphosate tolerance. So in soybeans, Bayer's been operating and offering grower solutions for the last five or 6 years. We are actually active in other areas in seed. We are market leaders in cotton and canola worldwide. We have a presence in rice, are working on wheat, as well as horticulture seed. But in the case of soybean, we came to the market a few years ago with a clear goal in mind to help growers keep growing productive crops. In 2012, late 2011, early 2012, Bayer acquired Holmbeck, seed company. It's a regional company in Arkansas with a great reputation for good genetics and service. And 3 years later, we're announcing that we're expanding our business into the rest of the U.S. since Holmbeck was operating only in the southern U.S. So we're expanding our branded business into the Midwest. And at the same time, we are creating a new global soybean brand called Credenz that's going to serve as an umbrella brand for all our businesses in North and South America. And we believe, Chuck, that Credenz brings something that's very much needed in the market. It's innovation, but also it's around choice of traits and technologies. Since we believe that growers will need more choices going forward to face the challenges that they have. We will introduce Credenz for the 2015 planting season in the southern U.S., so HBK is going to transition over to Credenz for those customers that are trusting us right now. And we're going to offer soybean seed for the first time in Bayer's history in a few selected states in the Midwest, primarily Illinois, Missouri, and southern Iowa. We expect right after that for 2016 to expand the footprint to almost all of the states in the U.S. What really, you know, it's inside of Credenz. Credenz brings nicely together two components. One is what we call smart genetics, and the other one is the choice of traits I mentioned before. So we will be working with the latest advancements in breeding to select highly yielding genetics that will adapt to different growing conditions. And will include, you know, protection for pests and diseases. And those genetics are going to be coupled with different traits. At this point, we're planning to offer the two traits that are available in the marketplace, which is Livid Link and glyphosate tolerance. Since we believe that growers will need, you know, different options, different choices to be able to control their weeds. This maturities genetics are going to be offered in maturity groups from 2 through 7 initially, and as we expand into the rest of the U.S., we will definitely include earlier maturity groups, zero to ones as well, so that we will have a full portfolio from north to south and from all major to cover all major maturity groups.
So this this global brand then is, like you said, it's going to be kind of like a platform name under which you've got different varieties. And besides some of the types of maturity and traits right now, you've got plans for this to continue to grow under that brand, right?
Correct. This would be a brand, if you're familiar with Fibermax or Stoneville or Cotton Brands, this will be the brand where products will be put under. So we will have varieties that we will launch in the marketplace, and they will be under the Credence brand.
I know you mentioned for the 2015 season. Is that really the first time we're going to see that then on this, I don't know what you want to call it, kind of the limited initial release before you go to more geography?
Yeah, you're going to see the brand for the first time in being planted commercially in 2015. We have an extensive trial network at this time in the field, and we're going to be showing those genetics over the summer to growers and retailers.
So what resource is there right now, maybe, to point growers to that want more information? When they're trying to kind of look ahead till next year.
Yeah, I think at this point, my advice would be to contact their local Bayer rep, and we are in the process right now to wrap up the preparation and everything to launch over the next couple of weeks. So the Bayer rep would be the go-to person at this point.
Wonderful. Well, we'll definitely make a note of that when we do the story here. And so, Diego, is there anything else that we haven't touched on that you want to let folks know about with this new launch?
Yeah, I think one of the key aspects or two key aspects I would like to bring up, Chuck, if you allow me. One is around Credence as part of a broader picture. Credence will be a vehicle to bring what we call integrated technologies to the market. And those include seed treatment, like Poncho Votivo for insect control, and a product that we are going to bring to the market once it's registered by the EPA. It's called Ilevo, I-L-E-V-O. And this is it's going to be a breakthrough product for protection against sudden death syndrome, which, as you well know, is a very costly disease to growers in the U.S. So you have the seed, you have those seed treatments, and then you will have our Bayer portfolio of, herbicides, insecticides, and fungicides, Liberty, Belt, and Stratego Yield. And we are going to work very hard to show the grower and work with the grower to maximize, their yields on their unique and every unique farm. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is that we have a very rich pipeline of traits, and Credence will bring those traits to the market as well going forward. So as I said before, LiverLink is going to be a focus product for us, since that's where we see most of the need. And in the future, once we can go through the regulatory process, we will launch varieties that will be tolerant to HPPDs. And HPPDs, is the most used group of chemistries in corn today. Our brands, like Corvus, for example, being the number one corn herbicide brand in the U.S., they bring a lot of benefits to growers, including residual, as well as a very low use rate. And that is technology that's been available to corn growers so far. And we will bring it to soybean growers for the first time as Bayer. And Credence will play a key role in bringing those technologies to the market. So those really were the two things I wanted to bring up, more the
sure.
integrated technologies, as well as, you know, the fact that this is just the beginning of a longer story.
Right. Well, I'm sure that there will be more chapters to the story as we move forward. So we'll look forward to that. And thank you very much. That's Diego Angelo. He's director of U.S. soybean operations for Bayer Crop Science, talking about the introduction of Credenz soybean seed brand. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.